Hey, everybody, this is Larry North at WTFRadio.me.
Okay, this song is called Only the Lonely by Kristen Brooks.
This is Sarah Witt with WTFRadio.me.
Okay, we're fixing to play a song called Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. I'm sitting here right now with Sarah Witt. This is her song. Sarah, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got into music and how you got this song and everything.
Well, I've been singing probably since I could remember my first words. This song I wrote a couple years ago about actually my boss and a few of my coworkers, and it became one of my favorite tunes, and I'm very excited to share it with people. It's definitely a lot of people's favorites. It sticks in their head, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
I know I do. Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is by Sarah Witt.
It's like a big game, driving girls insane. Try your magic tricks when you need a fix, but that's not my name. Always tell me I'm wrong. You got a lipstick on. Try your sleight of hand. I've been around the bend, but you can win. I'm gone. Mirror, small dreams. Out of all the big dreams, who you think you're trying to tease? Yeah, I've been this dumb that you wanna wear the labs out. You can't get it for free. So either quit talking, put your money. You think you've got it made, but that's plain to see. This house of cards, it won't get you too far. Light a song with nails, you can't fool yourself, but you can fool me. Mirror, small dreams, out of all the big dreams, who you think you're trying to tease? Yeah, I've been this dumb that you wanna wear the labs out. You
everybody. That was Sarah Witt, and she is hot too. She's a great performer and a great human being. She's got great talent. Hi everybody, this is Jeff Overture from WTFradio.me. On my show today I have Larry North. I know everybody knows you. He has Larry North Fitness. He has all kind of products. How you doing today, Larry?
Jeff, I'm doing great.
All right, Larry, it's been a long time since we've seen each other. You still look healthy.
Thank you. I better. I'm in big trouble.
That's great. All right, well, let me ask you a question, Larry. We go back, a lot of people don't know this, but I go back since 1970. What year was that, 8 or 9?
Well, I was 18.
You were 18, so it was 79?
Yeah, 32 years.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
And I met you at the Agora Ballroom. You
That's
were a bouncer
crazy.
There.
I was bouncing at 18. How
yeah.
about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you were a moose. There's no running. You were a big bodybuilder yeah. guy. We got you to come over to Southwest Karate. Larry worked out with us at Demetrius Avanis, Southwest Karate. There was myself. There was Raymond McCallum, John Blaylock, David Whitman, Billy Jackson, Freddie Poole. Also Steve Doss.
Well, you're bringing up some memories.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And listen, I happen to be a big fan and love UFC, but I love our Texas karate roots.
Oh yeah.
It was really special and unique. And what people don't know that weren't around then is that was the UFC of its time.
Oh yeah. And, we had a pretty good school.
Oh, my gosh.
We were just lucky to live in Dallas and be around all those guys.
I agree with you.
And, there was Rob Morley and there was Kenny Wiseman. I mean, Craig McCorder.
Well, and these names, unless you were part of that genre, don't mean a lot. But they mean a lot to us because they were a lot of people that helped us build some character and some discipline. And I would never, ever go back and erase those experiences.
Well, we got voted number one stable of the year in 1980. We had four world champions. We had, five other guys that were world rated, including myself in kickboxing. So we had plus some great point karate guys also. And y'all don't know this, but Larry got his brown belt back then. He took a break, and later on he got his black belt.
Yep. Well, it's like I say, it's some good stuff. But what's funny is, Jeff, you know that when you and I first met, I'd only lived in Dallas for 2 years.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Make the story. I'll make it brief. My mom and my brothers, who were six at the time, I was 16. My dad had been profiled on 60 Minutes, not once, but twice, as a real degenerate compulsive gambler. And the life that he led to feed his addictive gambling habits was a life that my mom could no longer take. And so she packed us up in a car, and ironically, from New York, we drove all the way to Las Vegas. And you think, well, why did we go there? Well, my dad was banned from Vegas. So my mom thought, well, this would be a safe place for us to sort of anchor down and start a new life. And that lasted all but a night, because the next night my mom said, you know what, I can't do this. I can't raise my family in their father's temple. And so we actually backtracked. We drove 5,500 miles in an old beat-up Chevrolet, and we made it all the way to Central Expressway and Spring Valley and Richardson, Texas, not far from where we're seated right now.
Right.
And the car decided that it wasn't going to go any further. It just basically blew up, Jeff. And we stayed at the Continental Inn, which is still there today. It's right there across from the Como Motel. So anyone from this area knows exactly where I'm talking about. And that was our first place of residency. And we stayed there for almost 4 weeks in this sort of beat-down hotel, but we knew that this is where we were supposed to be, and I never left. And then 2 years later, I ran into you at Agora Ballroom as a bouncer.
Oh yeah. All right, well, everybody, we're going to be right back here. We're going to play a song here. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me and Larry North. Okay, this song coming up is called Dark Sister by Valhalla from Saskatchewan, Canada. I like her sound.
Starts to rise and fall, your eyes are
All right, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf. I'm sitting here with Larry North. We were talking just a second ago about, you know, our history a little bit, about how long we've known each other and everything, and about the whole club scene and working out at Southwest Karate. Tell everybody, I know the story, but I don't think a lot of people out there are familiar with your story about you used to work for presidents. Tell everybody about your whole fitness business.
Well, if I sort of rewind the clock a little bit backwards, it really starts with my mom. My mom was one of the founding members of Overeaters Anonymous and someone that really absolutely struggled with their weight her entire life. So I think she was the precursor. I think my mom's name is Beverly, and she gave me a lot of sensitivity training. So I actually had worked at a President's First Lady, which was before Bally's. Bally's acquired them when I was 16. So while I was still in high school, I worked as a, you know, service guy, and I took a real calling to the weight room and to the gym business. And before I knew it, at age 20, I started my first company called Murphy North Personalized Training. So for 30 years, I've been self-employed, basically. And I started Murphy North. And then before I knew it, Jeff, by age 24, I was hosting my own radio show on KLIF, on The Ticket, on KRLD, on K-Sky. I sort of made the rounds in talk radio. I ended up creating the Great North American Slim Down infomercial. You probably remember in the 90s, which was a humongous success. You know, wrote my books, Living Lean, Get Fit, Slim Down for Life, and of course my health clubs. I started April 1st was 21 years in business. Wow. Started at the Highland Park Village. So, you know, time just goes by so quickly. But the other thing that I started doing at a pretty young age was doing live presentations with radio, with TV, news segments. So I've been a little bit of a muse, where I am a communicator and try to just, you know, give information that I think is beneficial and helpful to people.
Oh, that's a fact. Doug Murphy, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I just saw him. This is a guy that's he's training people at Willow Bend Fitness, and the son of a gun looks like he came out of a time machine.
Oh, yeah,
he looks good. Fantastic, you know, just model good looks. But here's the thing. We're all about the same age, and we all go through these different paths and these different journeys. And the one thing I would tell people, the seminar material that I'm working on right now is do not give up on yourself. I'm seeing way too many people, both young and people that are our age and older, that they're just giving up. They're like, there's no way, I'm never going to look good. I'm throwing in the towel. It's like, no, you can look brilliant at any age. You are brilliant at any age, and just don't give up on yourself.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they try to do things associated with what they were familiar with before. Like myself, I was in boxing, kickboxing, karate. I had that episode with cancer. And I got on a bicycle. And so I started changing my routine. In other words, I added something to it. And so it's like opening a new doorway that creates new motivation and a new environment. And it's a way to motivate yourself. It worked for Lance, so it worked for me. It was a great way to get your cardiovascular down and be able to improve yourself. So I understand totally what you're talking
about.
Well,
and you bring up a really good point. Is, let's say you happen to be 45.
Right.
And you were athletic, you worked out, and maybe you played football. Your tendency is to go back and start off where you left off, or do workouts that you thought were appropriate for the sport you played. There's a huge difference between exercising for fitness and athletics versus just appearance and overall health. You know, I was at the American Heart Association breakfast this morning, and I heard an amazing statistic. Did you know that 40% of this population in this country thinks that they're fit? When only 1% of that 40% actually is?
Oh, no, that's
fact. Scary.
No, it is. And, you know, sometimes appearances can be deceiving. In other words, like your cardiovascular, you can look fit, but, you know, you can't jog around the block. And in other words, like, you might have the body.
Well, sort of like a classic bodybuilder. The bodybuilders of the 80s and even up until the 90s could not probably run around the block. A little bit different today. They've seen the value of being able to implement cardio for, you know, accelerated fat loss and things like that.
Well, you know, Fight Fitness and MMA and all that type of training regimen for professional fighters has really changed a lot in the perception of training, as far as the diversity of training, not just lifting weights, not just running. but different exercises that you do when you train now.
Well, you know what's interesting is you bring up the MMA guys, and we've talked a little bit of, you know, we have that kind of a background, so we both have an interest in it. But the actual UFC fights that you will view on pay-per-view, those young guys are more conditioned. Oh, young, Couture's our age practically. They are the most conditioned, well-rounded, versatile athletes I've ever seen. Jeff, 5 minute rounds.
Oh, I know.
Doing everything. How does the body see? They've taken their conditioning to a level that we never even thought it could go.
Right.
You know. And but now, having said that, people would be amazed that there are documented studies that say 10, 15 minutes of walking three times a week helps prevent heart disease, certain types of cancer, metabolic syndrome, certainly diabetes. So you don't have to train like an MMA fighter. You could actually do a few things that are pretty easy and comfortable to still get great results.
Did you know, I know this from personal experience, that when you get out of surgery and you kind of, and the anesthesia starts wearing off, the reason the hospital wants you to get out of the bed and get on your feet and start walking, because your intestines, your abdominal tract, will not start working again until you walk.
So you walk, that old, what does that tell you?
It tells you a lot. In other words, like that, back in the old days, back in the 50s, they said, well, I'm going to take my morning constitutional.
Right.
And felt that funny. Really meant was to get their bowels moving.
Right. Right. You can't leave until you do.
Right.
Usually. And the other thing is, too, is to understand that there's no way you can work it off. You can't box it off, Pilates it off, yoga it off, write it off. You have to learn to ultimately eat it off. And you know, we've got to get people to stop thinking that they need to diet and learn how to eat, feed the muscle, starve the fat, stuff that I've been doing, you know, most of my career.
Right.
Because they go hand in hand with each other. They really do. And it's, here's the thing is, I've simplified it, Jeff. I've just make it easy. You know, I've heard people's excuses so many times. It's like a reel in my head that goes over and over again. I get it. I know it. You're busy. You got two jobs. You're taking care of kids. You don't have any time. You're stressed out. We get it. We're all there. In fact, stand in line.
Right.
But having said that, that doesn't mean that we still can't eat our favorite foods, just a little prepared a little bit differently. You know, we eat real food. You know, the meal frequency, the better bad choices. A lot of stuff. I'll have to come back on again,
sure.
We can get into some really cool specifics, provided your listeners want that. So, what's great about the way you've structured this show is you can get real feedback.
Right.
So if people say, hey, yeah, you know what? Tell me how I can learn to eat out and get lean, or how can I stay lean when traveling, or how do better bad choices, what is that? How does that can affect me? And why does undereating lead to overeating? There's so many different topics that we could get into down the road.
Yeah, on this show, we have a blog. And while we're doing the show, the people will come on and they will make comments on the blog, and we can bring those up and discuss those things. Also, they can leave your phone number. We can call them on Skype and we can talk to them directly.
It's pretty cool.
So, you know, the technology is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you're way ahead of the curve. You've been doing this for almost 20 years before it was even around, before you even had the technology. So,
okay,
pretty exciting.
That's a good topic. Let's take a little break here and play another song. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Overturf and Larry North. Okay, this next song is called The Score by Christian Brooks.
Thank you. mothers. I really got my doubts. I've seen you down the rainbow, hanging out with Red.
All right, everybody, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf. I'm sitting here with Larry North. Larry, we were just talking a little bit about how important media is, especially in the fitness industry or any business that you might have out there. You might want to tell everybody a little bit more about your background, about some of the stuff you've done as far as media goes.
Well, you know, while the song was playing, you mentioned the word guerrilla marketing. That's a book that had tremendous influence over my life. And I was definitely a go-getter, certainly, I still am, but certainly in my younger days, I sort of was very fortunate, lucky, and aggressive at capturing media, be it newspaper articles, society columns, showing up at every kind of charity event and wiggling my way up to the front row, to getting television news, doing my own radio show, doing other people's radio show. I would refuse no speaking engagement. I would talk to anybody that would listen. As a result, I did get a lot of press.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, and over time, it had tremendous value. But what I could have done with that media had this media, the new media, been around. So I'm learning. Like, for example, I did the Good Morning Texas segment on ABC's Good Morning Texas recently, a little 3-minute segment on sugar. And
right.
I, for the first time ever, Jeff, I posted it on Facebook because I've only been on really for 30 days.
Right.
And then I sent it to my friends, which I didn't even know that in my own computer, I hadn't been stockpiling my own relationships. So when I sent it out to everyone I knew, there were only like 50 people in there.
Oh,
so I
have
to go back and manually put people in my box. My point being, just on my little Facebook page, just on with my friends, on our website, and through a little simple Twitter, it was amazing. I got response from people around the world.
Oh,
people
yeah.
that, when I spoke in New Zealand, how did this guy find it? But
right.
they do. And that's what's amazing, is that this new media for people that do have a message, that do have something to say, something to offer the world, so to speak, it could be, I'm really looking forward to my new life in media, so to speak.
Well, you know, because of Facebook, 600 million people strong, you can reach so many more people. Like a lot of you businesses that out there, like I'm also from the a webmaster and a multimedia master when it comes to video, when it comes to web publishing. And that's something that I did back in 1993 before anybody else did it. I had the first fitness website in the city of Dallas. I took the Joe Weider magazine and the Dallas Cowboys website and broke it up and started looking at the HTML language to see how they did it. And then I had the first video in fitness in the state of Texas out there on the internet. And so it's helped me. All the media exposure that I got was because of my website. Because in the media, people are kind of lazy. So the writers, and they will look at the other articles that have been posted, the other videos from the shows that you've done in the news or on shows like Good Morning Texas. Mm-hmm. And then they feel more comfortable about exposing you to their media.
Right.
And plus all the information's there. So half of the work is already done.
Well, the one thing that I do have because of my old media training is a lot of experience.
Right.
And that you can't replace. And so now when I combine it with things that you're doing and things that I'll create, it's just really exciting, because at the end of the day, all you want, if you do what I do, if you're in the fitness business and you're a speaker and you have information, you just want a bigger audience. You want to show up and you want as many people to be in those in the seats as possible. So this really basically creates a bigger audience.
Did you say at the end of the day, do you play in the NFL?
No, I don't play in the NFL. People say I look like a football player, but I certainly
do.
Am not.
Anyway, Larry was right. A lot of the stuff that is available for people, and you know, these large corporations that, you know, their phone's not ringing. The reason it's not ringing is because you're not where the people are. The social networks that is where all the activity is. If your website is not being beaten up and your phones quit ringing, you can't just sit back and wait for it to come to you.
And Jeff, you know what? You just said something real profound, because I do work with various corporations now, and they have tools, they have money, but they think just because you get into social media that you're really doing social media. It's just to post and get a site up there. There's a lot more behind the scenes to be successful, as I'm learning just even watching your setup here.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that it is really fascinating where you're right. There are a lot of big organizations, big companies that get very little play, very little feedback, and they're not fresh. They're not exciting. They're not inviting. So there's still, you know, again, I think that old versus new, that fusion is really, really the way to go.
It's called entertainment. In other words, yeah. Like you got to put something out there that people are going to remember the next day. And in today's world, it could be something factual, because there's a lot of things in the media that have been inundated, our government especially, about putting out a lot of spin jobs on everything. And so when you get out there and you put out new, fresh information that the regular media isn't covering, because they're under all these restrictions, all these guidelines, they have to answer to all these sponsors. On the internet, we don't have to do that. Right. So you get to shoot from the hip sometimes. You get to experiment. And so you can do things on the fly. And there's so much more availability to you to be able to, in other words, test the market also. If you have a product, you have an idea. Facebook is fantastic for kind of, you know, testing the waters a little bit on something.
I think I'm a little angry with myself that I just was so stubborn and like a mule and just stayed away from it. Like a lot of people my age, they're just afraid of it. They don't know it. And they just don't know what to do with it. I'm guilty of that. And it's, but the good news is it's only been a month and I'm already embracing it.
Yeah. And
I would say watch out.
And 3 months ago, I went to Chris Gallagher and I said, Larry on Facebook? No, he goes, you need to get Larry on Facebook. I said, you need to make sure he gets on here. And I showed your business partner all my stuff. And I said, right. He needs to be on here. Well, I think he's doing that. No, he's not doing that.
I wasn't doing it.
Yeah. But once you got on it, you
had a couple of our gyms have been doing it, their own little fan pages. But they weren't fresh and they weren't new. So that's, by the way, I didn't want to do a fan page.
Right.
I wanted to do a me page so that I could actually communicate with people and have contact and reach out and experience really what I need to be doing.
Right. But you're going to learn this like you already are. Facebook has restrictions on individual pages, and the fan pages, they take those restrictions off.
Okay.
So you can do things on a group or a fan page that you can't do on a personal page.
Got it.
And so it's
I didn't know that.
No. And I had another girl, Leanne Locke, and she goes, she has 3 pages. She has 4,000 something people per page. So she's basically has 3 individual pages that are her pages, but she didn't have a fan page. If you had a fan page, you're not limited as much as you are. Yeah, however many people, how you market, what you do.
My buddy Skip Bayless is an ESPN2 guy, and I just, out of curiosity, he's got like 150,000 Twitter, and he's got like a lot of people on his fan page too.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's just, in other words, the way they work their deal, they want to keep control of what you put out there and how you put it out there. They don't want you to be too much of a maverick. They want you to be more dependent on them so they can make money off of you.
Sure.
And so it's not the fault of Facebook. It's just business. You know, so you have to figure out, well, what is available? What can I do and what I cannot do?
I'm learning.
And then try to expound that as much as possible.
I'm on probation right now.
Oh, that I've been on it several times myself, so don't worry about all that. All right, well, let's take another little break here. This is Jeff Overturf for Larry North. We'll be right back. Okay, this next song is called Rollin' On by Jerry Audley.
This road I'm on goes on and on and on. Every mile takes me further from my home. Gotta keep moving, gotta keep on rolling on. I'm moving like a freight train.
gotta keep rolling on. Every time I look back, I lose sight of where I'm going, and I realize I gotta keep rolling on. I made a lot of wrong turns, going down a nowhere road. I lost a lot of good friends to that cocaine and dope. I'm moving like a freight train. I gotta keep rolling on. But every time I look back, I lose sight of where I'm going. Then I realize keep rolling on. Now this road I'm on, it's taking everything I own. I'm standing at the crossroads, left praying for my soul. I'm moving like a freight train. Gotta keep rolling on. And every time I look back, I lose sight of where I'm going, and I realize I gotta keep rolling on.
Hey everybody, Larry North here for Larry North Fitness at LarryNorth.com. Do me a favor, better yet, do yourself a favor. Check out our website and look for the gym that's closest to you. Come, be my guest, try the club. Let me tell you, you'll never experience a better gym environment in your life, I promise you. In fact, it will change your body, but more importantly, there's a good chance that it could change your life. Give me a call, 214-265-1331. The number is 214-265-1331, or go to LarryNorth.com, join me on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll tell you, I'll make sure that I get you in the best shape of your life.
All right, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf. I'm sitting here with Larry North. We were talking about the media when we were taking our break there. And one of the things that we were talking about is like when you get a lot of media exposure, especially in Dallas, Texas, you become a target. The bigger you are, the bigger target you become. Like to give an example, I've known Larry for all these years. I know how he runs his business. I know how many people he's put up in business. They made a lot of money from him. Some of them gone on to go do their own thing. And they start their own gyms, and you start hearing maybe comments through the grapevine about, well, this is the old way, this is the new way. No, it isn't. That's a lie. There is no old way. There is no new way. There is nobody doing it better. Larry's been doing a great job all these years. Chris Gallagher, his business partner, is sharp as a tack. And they run a good business. They have good turnout. And they've survived all these years. Now, think about how many businesses that haven't survived.
Yeah, I know. I've done one thing good. I keep good people around.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I've got people that have, my key core people have been with me the whole time. And you know what I say, Jeff? You know, the reality is, it doesn't matter what your business is. If you're going to be in business, or if you're going to be in the spotlight, or you're going to be in media, then you're not only a target, but you have to have thick skin. It doesn't matter how great of a job you do. Not everybody's going to like you. I have to fire people that don't do a good job. They're not going to like me. I have to make tough decisions sometimes with people that do a good job, just because the economy says you have to make these decisions. They may not like you, and you can't please everybody. All I know is if I can please 9 out of 10, I'm probably doing a good job. I shoot for better, but I'm not always going to get there. But the reality is I don't really care what people think of, especially if they're people that I don't personally care about.
Right.
But if I care about you, I love you, you're part of my circle, you're part of my life, I absolutely want your opinion and hope that you would give me feedback in a constructive way that would only make me better.
Well, I remember working at I remember working at a gym called Good Bodies, and that was several years ago. I was there for 9.5 years. And what happened to them? They're not here anymore.
Well, they've gone through a lot of ownership changes.
Right.
And you know, Stan and Mark unfortunately had a bad situation that we don't wish on anybody. And I haven't seen Stan in a while. But, you know, I think that what I will say this. We were all pretty young and made some stupid decisions at that time. And it's easy to get caught up in a war of words and things of that nature. And if I've learned one thing, you know what? I cannot be concerned about what other people do. I can only be concerned about what I do in my business. And I'll tell you this. You call it old school or whatever. You can call it whatever you want. I run a nice operation.
Yeah,
I've got some great people. My gyms are immaculately clean. We are certainly heads and shoulders above most of our competitors when it comes to service, name recognition, the quality of trainers, the way we are, just our overall culture. And you know, it takes, you know, they say it takes 20 years to become a professional in business.
And that's true.
I'm right there. I'm sort of right at that point. And the thing is, I'm old enough and smart enough now to know that I can benefit and learn from other people.
Right. Well, you know, you're talking about old school. I was in a meeting and they were cutting you down and stabbing you back. I stopped the meeting. I said, okay, he's my friend. I don't want anybody else saying a negative word when I'm standing around here again.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I wish more people would do that in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you've done it for me, too. I know that many times.
No, I don't mean you. I meant the people cutting me down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I meant the people cutting me down. I wish that they would just have more of a...
That would be a blessing.
Yeah.
But it just never works out that way.
And I got your back, too, Jeff. You know, you're a good person and you're a good man. And, you know, the one thing that you can never replace are relationships that go back now into its third decade.
Right. Yeah. Well, man, Larry, I really appreciate you having on our show. We're going to do more shows, by the way.
I would like to.
Oh, we're definitely going to.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any restrictions, you know, doing my show. You know, WTF stands for Workout, Training, and Food. When Larry wants to talk about nutrition, which he's an expert at, or Workout, Training, and Fitness, we could talk about various nuances of fitness.
People could write you questions, and we could just address the questions. I mean, there's a lot of things we could do. I like this. This was really a relaxing, enjoyable format, and I hope that there are a few people out there that we're reaching to.
Okay, cool. All right, everybody, y'all stay tuned. We'll be back and play some more music. This is Jeff Overturf and Larry North at WTFradio.me.
I've been loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. Happy to me.
growing stronger as you become a habit to me. I've been loving you too long. I don't wanna stop now.
Looks like I just got the thumbs up by Kellyanne Stafford. Thank you, girl. Okay, this song is called Where Losing You Hits Home by Jerry Adler.
After I punch out, the boss thinks that I'm bucking for a raise, but that's not what it's about. Sometimes I ride around to dawn anything to keep from going home to that big brick house on the corner lot with the finest things inside. You once said it was to die for. Just where love died. It's got all the luxuries, and it's the last place I wanna be alone. Since you left this big old house, is where losing you hits home. It means nothing more to me than a shelter from the rain. But there's no way that it can shelter me from the loneliness and pain. I guess I'll waste my time
play every way I know, till it's the last place that's left for me to go. That big brick house on the corner lot, where the finest things inside. He once said it was to die for. Now it's just where love died. It's got all the luxuries, and it's the last place I wanna be alone since you left. This big old house is where losing you hits home. Got all the luxuries, and it's the last place I wanna be alone. But since you left, this big old house is where losing you hits home. This big old house is where losing you hits home.
Okay, that concludes another show at WTFRadio.me. I'd like to thank Larry North and Sarah Witt for being guests on my show. We'll have more people coming up like these two in the future. And I'd like to thank all the people that were listening to the show, David Vines, Armando Canales, Ken Stone, Kellyanne Stafford, and others. Appreciate everybody checking out the show, and I hope you'll be listening to more in the future too. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me.